The Anchor Hawking Glass Corporation brings you Crime Photographer.
Albert?
Hello, Casey.
What did you think of the royal wedding?
Oh, Casey, it's a shame. I couldn't get off to go to it.
You? You mean you got an invitation?
Sure, I've known him for years.
You know Mountbatten?
Mountbatten?
Yeah.
No, I mean Henry Royal. You know him, the cop on the beat here.
Oh, I thought for a minute you were famous.
Oh, Casey, but Ethelbert is. You know, he works for Anchor Hawking, the most famous name in glass. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tony Marvin. Every week at this time, the Anchor Hawking Glass Corporation of Lancaster, Ohio, and its more than 10,000 employees bring you another adventure of Casey, crime photographer, ace cameraman who covers the crime news of a great city. Written by Alonzo Dean Cole, our adventure for tonight, Earned Reward. O'clock in the evening, the Blue Note Cafe. Casey, camera slung over his shoulder and a heavy equipment case resting beside his high stool, is sitting at the bar, and a little man carrying a similar press camera and photographer's case enters from the street and...
Hello, Casey.
Shorty, glad to see you, fella.
I thought I'd find you here.
Now, you wanted to see me?
Didn't you think I'd be looking you up? This was payday. You lent me $100 last week, Casey, so here's 10 of it back.
Ah, put that dough back in your pocket. Your kid's still in the hospital.
But she's okay now. Came through the operation swell.
That's good.
And the missus made me promise I'd give you this today. That century pulled us out of a mighty tough spot. And
now you tell the missus to forget it for a while. If one camera guy can't help another without women butting in, it's too bad.
Okay, Casey.
Going on a job, Joey?
Oh, just a political meeting in the old Caledonian Hall on Farley Street.
Oh, one of those backpage fillers, huh?
Yeah.
Well, after the beat you got on that Bernstein killing, you can afford to sit back for a while.
I got the break of a lifetime on that Bernstein job, didn't I?
Yeah, I figured it. You were only a few feet away when Joe Mosley shot him.
Oh, not that close. Mosley had made his getaway before I could get a real hot shot of him. But I got swell close-ups of Bernstein lying in the gutter before the cops showed up.
Yeah, you know, it's too bad hot pictures like that were wasted.
What do you mean, wasted?
I should have been running a good paper like the Express instead of that lousy sheet you work for.
Oh, nuts to you.
Here you are, Casey.
Thanks, Ethelbert. You know Shorty Irwin of the Globe, doesn't
you? Sure. Hiya, Shorty.
Oh, fine, Ethelbert.
Casey tells me you're the guy who beat him and all the other press photographers on the Bernstein murder.
Yeah, that was my lucky day.
Say, I see a reward's been offered for information leading to the capture of Joe Mosley, who shot Bernstein.
Yeah, $5,000.
That's a nice piece of change.
I could sure use it.
You and me both.
I hear the cops have been looking for him almost 2 weeks now without finding hide or hair of him. He's a smart cookie.
Just a dumb, kill-crazy gorilla who's had a lot of luck and a clever, crooked lawyer for a brother. And now, when the cops catch him, even a mouthpiece like his brother Frank can't save him from the chair after that Bernstein job.
Well, Frank usually has some shyster trick up his sleeve, Casey. He'll go all out to save Joe like he did for his other brother, Tony. Got him out after 2 years.
Hey, there's three Mosley brothers?
Oh, sure. Tony was a camera guy like Casey and me, Ethelbert, on the old Inquirer. Until he got caught doing a blackmail business on the side. He got 2 years for that. Should have had 10.
Well, he's back in this town now, running a little photo studio on the south side. I guess he's been keeping his nose clean, though.
I wouldn't lay any bets on that. And say, I got to get down to East Farley Street.
Yeah, I got to be moving toward the office.
Now, I'll see you guys later. And, I'm much obliged, Casey.
Forget it, Shorty. Do my best to the missus and the kid, huh?
I will. So long.
So long, fella. So long.
So long, Shorty. Nice little guy, Shorty Irwin.
Yeah, he's tough.
I hear his kid's been sick.
Well, she's okay now, he says.
Oh, that's good. One of the fellas on his paper tells me he's had an awful lot of expense with her. Said Shorty even had to hawk his life insurance to raise dough. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't.
He was thanking you for something when he went out. Casey...
thanking me for a tip on a horse I gave him.
Oh. The tips you give out on horses don't call for gratitude. They call for revenge.
Nuts to you. Well, I gotta be going. Put this sandwich on the cup, Ethelbert, will you? After Annie and I stepped out last week, angel face, I'm a little short.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, so long.
So long. Well, here comes Miss Williams.
Oh, hello, Annie.
Hi there. Hey, Casey, there's a big fire downtown, and City Desk told me to pick you up and get down there right away.
What kind of fire? Where downtown?
An old frame tenement house. People are trapped in it.
Hey, that's front page stuff.
Sure, come on. It's on East Farley Street.
Yeah, East Farley Street?
Yeah.
Holy smoke. Shorty's already on his way there. That little mug will see that fire and get another beat on
him. Well, he's a pal of yours, Casey. What do you...
I got no pals when it comes to getting pictures. Come on, Ann. We gotta make this fire before that shrimp gets all the gravy. Ah, Annie, we missed the best part of it. Another 5 minutes, they'll let the fire out.
Boy, it must have gone up like a haystack.
Shorty probably got it while the blaze was at its best. He had a head start, too. Well, take another shot. It won't be any good.
Well, hurry up. I want to find the fire captain and get some dope on the people who are trapped in there.
Okay. All right, come on. Captain Glennon ought to be in charge. Yeah, there he is. Hey, Cat!
Hello, Casey. You just got here?
Yeah. Hey, was Shorty Irwin here while it was going good?
Yeah. I saw Shorty working his camera all over the place.
Yeah, Annie, I knew it.
Hey, Captain Glennon, the report we got was that several people were trapped in this tenement.
We think one man was caught in there, but no one else.
Oh, one man?
A neighborhood bum who... Hey, Stanley, straighten out that number two hose line.
Okay, sir.
You say the man was a neighborhood bum, Captain?
Well, that's our guess, Miss Williams. This tenement had been condemned and was empty. An unidentified man was seen going into it tonight. Probably some poor devil who had no other place to sleep. Screams were heard from the rear, but we couldn't make any attempt at rescue.
That's your story to phone in, Annie. Can't get any more until the ashes are cool enough for men to go in there.
Well, that won't be long. The way we've watered this place, you better stick around.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah, well, thanks for everything, Cap. See you later.
Yeah, so long, Casey.
Hey, where are you going, Casey?
The roof, one of those tenements back there. I may get a high-angle shot. Maybe Shorty didn't think of that. Come on.
Okay.
There's an alley here that we can cut through and save time.
It's terribly dark.
Yeah, these buildings here cut off what's left of the fire glow.
I can't see a thing right here.
Neither can I. I've got a guiding sense in the dark, anyhow. Give me a hand, I'll help you.
Oh! Hey, what's the matter?
Stumbled into something. Almost broke my big toe. Look at it. This box.
Did that kick you gave it make your toe feel better?
I don't see anything funny.
I don't see anything at all.
All right, come on. We haven't got all night.
Oh!
What's the matter?
I just stumbled into something. Hey, Casey, I almost fell, and I touched something warm and soft.
What?
Yeah, light a match. Light a match and see what it is.
Okay. Good Lord.
Hey, it's a man. Man lying on his face in blood.
Here, Paul, hold the match till I get a look.
Okay.
The guy's still warm. Turn him over and see.
Casey!
It's Shorty Irwin.
Yeah, Shorty Irwin.
Oh, wait a minute. He's not breathing.
Oh, the match has gone out.
Never mind the matches. Run back to the end of this alley and find a cop. Have somebody phone Logan at homicide and hurry.
Yeah, okay, Casey.
And get a doctor, Annie, quick. Maybe Shorty isn't dead.
Yeah, I will.
The guy's got a wife and a sick kid and he was broke. Who could have shot him? Who and why? What? Who's there? It was me, guy. Only me. My head. All I know, Logan, is that I heard somebody moving just behind me, and then something hit me.
According to the dark, it must have been the butt of a gun.
Oh, Casey. Gee, we thought at first that you were dead, too.
What? Shorty is dead, huh?
Yeah. A 38 slug got him in the back, right through his heart.
Who could have killed a harmless little guy like him?
Yeah, the same one who slugged you, Casey, from the looks of things.
Yeah, but who was the killer, Logan? Haven't you found any leads?
No, not yet.
How long have I been out?
Almost half an hour, Casey. Gee, I'm so worried.
It's all right, kid. I'm okay. I was born with a fixed skull.
Hey, you knew Irwin pretty well, Casey. Can't you think of some reason why...
Wasn't any reason, Logan?
No, don't question Casey now, Captain Logan. The doctor says he's got to go to the hospital.
Hospital? Oh, no. Forget it, Annie. Logan, you remember Shorty got a beat on the Bernstein murder. Maybe Mosley thought Shorty got a picture that would help strap him in the chair.
Now, forget about Mosley, pal. He's dead.
Who's dead?
Joe Mosley.
He was the man who died in the tenement fire.
Joe Mosley?
Yeah. Fireman dragged out a charred body shortly after you were socked. It was lying just inside what was once the back door. Here's what they found of it.
That watch has Joe Mosley's name engraved on the case, yeah. Casey. And the diamond ring has his initials inside.
And there was some fancy bridge work in the mouth of the remains that I'm pretty sure was Mosley's. It replaced some teeth that I personally had the pleasure of knocking out when he resisted arrest one time.
And he was hiding out in that abandoned tenement.
Yeah. And now the state won't have to burn him.
Well, then who killed Shorty?
We'll find out.
Yeah. Well, I gotta get back to the office. Joe Mosley's death and poor Shorty's murder make feature stuff. These bum pictures I got of this fire.
No, no, you're waiting here for the ambulance.
No, I'm not.
Oh, now, Casey.
Logan,
please.
Get in my camera and my plate case.
Hey, listen, pal, you ought to take
it. Wait, I'm nuts. Where's my stuff?
Where's... Well, here's your tools.
Casey, don't...
Why should I go to the hospital? Lie there and think about that nice little guy, Shorty Irwin, that some louse shot in the back.
You're not fit to be working, Casey.
That's
even
right.
City Death wants you to go home and let somebody...
Will you lay off, please? Look, wait a minute, will you? I'm trying to develop these films that I shot. You got no business in the darkroom anyway, Annie.
Okay, if you want me to go out.
I'm sorry, kid. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
Okay, I know. I understand.
Let's see what I got here. Hey, I don't remember shooting anything from this angle. Hey, let me see another. Annie. I didn't take these pictures.
What?
But there's a shot here of... Get on the phone outside and call Logan right away.
Sure, but what's it all about, Casey? What did he find?
I won't be sure until I made a print of this negative. But I think I've got a picture of Shorty Irwin's murderer.
Our story will continue in just a moment. Do you know how to make breakfast toast more appealing, more satisfying? Well, here's a gratifyingly simple trick. Set out a lot of jams, jellies, and marmalades. Now, not just one, but a wide selection. And see how your family responds to that symphony of taste and luscious color. And see how they smile and reach for another golden slice of toast and another. And it's so good for them, too. Now, that's the way to start the morning right. That's the simple way to supply quick energy for an active day. Yes, you can add a magic touch to any ordinary meal when you serve a gleaming assortment of fine preserves, jellies, and jams for breakfast. Now, quite naturally, the packers of these fine foods, the preserve industry of today, bring you their colorful products packed in glass. And they know, as you do, that glass completely safeguards wholesomeness and flavor. And crystal clear glass provides a rainbow of color on your table. Anchor glass containers and modern anchor hawking sealing methods bring you flavor at its peak. Anchor glass containers and Anchor caps are both products of Anchor Hawking. The most famous name in glass.
How'd you get this picture, Casey?
Logan, I didn't get it. Shorty got it.
Shorty?
Look, what did you do with the other equipment case, Logan? The one that you thought was Shorty's. I must have been so groggy.
Well, we opened it and found it empty. All the film's gone.
That explains everything. Look, what do you see in this picture I brought you?
Two guys walking up an alley with their backs turned.
But one of them is looking around over his shoulder. You can see his face.
And it's the face of Joe Mosley.
Yeah, you're right. In spite of the watch, the ring, the bridge work, Joe Mosley wasn't burned up in that fire because Irwin was killed after the fire was almost out.
That's right, Captain. It wasn't Mosley's body that was found.
No, it was just some poor devil of Joe Mosley's size. There's stuff planted on him, teeth and all.
Yeah, sure. And the old gag was pulled so good I almost fell for it.
Almost? Well, you did fall for it, pal. Joe Mosley's brother, Frank, the lawyer, is a smart guy. Frank knew that Joe couldn't beat the Bernstein rap once you cops got your mitts on him. His only possible out was to make you think that he was dead, so he framed that fire.
You think the other guy in this picture is Joe's brother, Frank?
Sure. His face doesn't show, but he's Frank's build.
Yeah, if we can prove Frank was with Joe, we can nail him, too, as accessory. I've always wanted to get that tricky shyster.
Well, Logan, look, here's what I think happened.
Yeah?
Joe Mosley went into that tenement tonight and planted his watch and ring and an extra set of bridge work on another guy who'd been smuggled in there unseen, probably doped or already dead.
and then started the fire, yelled a couple of times after the fire got going, and sneaked out the back way into that alley, where his brother Frank was waiting to see that everything went according to plan.
Yeah, but where does Shorty Irwin fit in?
Shorty went into the alley for the same reason I did, Logan. To get a picture of the fire from a new angle. He saw Joe and Frank up the alley where the fire glow made it bright. And he probably thought of that $5,000 reward. He was a camera toter, so his first instinct was to get a picture first. He called the cops afterwards. But Shorty snapped his shutter and started to run, putting the film he just exposed into his case as he ran.
And then Joe shot him in the back. And he was about to take the film from Shorty's case when we came into the alley.
That's it, Adam. The box that I stumbled over was really Shorty's equipment case. After Joe slugged me, he took the films from my case, thinking that they were Shorty.
Yeah, that must be the way it happened. So now we still have to find Joe and Frank Moosley.
Yeah, I think I know how to get both of them. And where?
What do you mean?
Well, all you got to do, Logan, is... Now, wait a minute. Before I pass out any more information, Logan, I want an understanding about that $5,000 reward.
Reward?
Yeah, I want it. I want it all. No divvies with you or any other cop.
Ah, you rat.
Huh?
A pal of yours has been bumped off, and you'll help nail the guys who killed him only if you can collect $5,000.
Logan,
you heard him, Miss Williams.
If you want to speak...
In my racket, we know what guys will do for money.
Okay. Okay. I said I want the $5,000 and no divvies.
I don't make any deals.
Oh, out for the pot yourself now that I've shown a lot of cards?
No, but I'd have a legitimate right to be out for it. I wasn't a personal friend of Shorty Irwin.
You lout! Okay. I'm playing this my own way. And I'll see you later, Logan.
Hey, Casey, wait for me.
I'm not waiting for anybody. And the next time I see you, Logan, I think I'll knock your teeth out.
Casey, where are you going?
To get my car, Annie. Go home, please.
I'm going with you. You know, Logan didn't mean what he said.
Didn't
he? No, he couldn't have. He spoke of it so suddenly, Casey, out of a clear sky. It took him by surprise. And why are you so interested in that reward?
You figure it out for yourself, honey. Here's a car. Better take a cab home.
I'm not going home. I'm going with you.
Okay, if you want to stick your neck out, get in.
I don't think I'll enjoy your company, but I will go along with you to satisfy my curiosity.
Your neck and your curiosity.
Where are we going?
To the south side and through red light.
What's on the south side?
A photographer's studio run by a guy who calls himself Jackson.
Now that you've thawed out enough to tell me that one of Joe Mosley's brothers runs Jackson's studio, I would like
Annie,
to know...
Annie, wait a minute. I'm sorry I acted like a heel to you, but it was Logan. He made me so sore.
Well, stay for it, Logan, if you want to, but will you explain why you're going to call on this Jackson, who is really Tony Mosley?
Well, Frank Mosley will want to have the film that Joe thinks that he took from Shorty's kit developed to make sure that they have the incriminating picture. And Tony... Mosley, brother number three, is the logical guy to do it.
But they took the film from the alley, why, it's over an hour ago.
I know. I don't think Frank could take a chance of just driving to his place in a beeline. Laying even money that we get to Tony's about the same time they do.
Well, if you're right, you can't capture a killer like Joe Mosley single-handed.
Give you odds on that.
Casey, you don't even carry a gun.
Got one tonight. Borrowed it before we left headquarters.
Oh.
Well, Tony's joint's just up this block across the street. Park right here.
Studio's the upstairs place, huh?
Yeah, on the second floor.
Hardly anyone on the street. No policemen. But we can't take a chance on going up there.
We're not going up there, Annie. You're staying right in the car.
Oh, no.
Now, honey, look, I want you to be out here watching. If you don't see me come outside in 5 minutes, you make for that drugstore in the corner and phone the cops.
Well, yeah, okay.
All right, but if you have to call them in, make it very clear that I'm not splitting that reward.
Have you developed every film, Tony?
Every exposed one you brought me, Frank.
Joe, there's nothing but pictures of the fire here.
I see.
Maybe I rubbed out that little guy for nothing.
Yeah, but we saw him with his camera pointed at us in that alley. Doug, you're so brainless you rubbed out Bernstein before witnesses. But even a lawyer like me can't make a jury believe you didn't do it. Now I think you've done something dumber than usual. Only you can't figure out what.
Stop calling me dumb,
Frank. Shut up, you screwball. Now let me think. Now then, that other guy, the one you slugged in the alley. You don't know who he was?
How could I know? It was pitch dark.
With a girl, you told. Didn't you hear them say something that
might... She called the guy Casey, I think it was. He seemed to know the guy I just shot.
She called the guy Casey, Joe?
Yeah.
I know. Casey, Morning Express. Sure, he's the answer. He'd carry an equipment case. Those were his films you got killed.
Then the film you wanted, Frank?
The cops probably have it by now.
Hey, we got to make tracks and fast.
Then get out of my studio. Here, quick. I don't want to be mixed up in your murder.
Hey, we're going, Tony. We're going. But burn those films you developed and forget you saw us tonight.
No one will learn anything out of me, Frank. But you and Joe get out.
Get out, what? Fuck.
Wait a minute.
That auto horn.
Jolt the signal.
What do you mean?
We left a lookout in the car, Tony. That horn meant somebody's coming up here.
Cops to trail you to my place.
No. That signal don't mean cops. Joe, I'll open the door quick. You take care of whoever's coming up the stairs, but no shooting unless you have to.
Yeah, okay. All right, open the door. Wait up here, Mr. Guy, and quick. Drop that gat in your hand. I'll let you have it.
Okay. Never had any luck packing a rug.
Shut up and step inside and keep quiet.
Frank, it's Casey.
I know.
How are you, Frank? Hello, Tony. Mug with a gun, of course, is brother Joe.
What were you doing on them stairs?
Coming up to have Tony take my picture.
A wise guy, yeah.
Shut up, Joe. Where's the film, Casey?
What film?
Come clean. I figured out what happened.
Yeah, I guess you have. The cops have the film, Frank, and the cops have this joint surrounded right now.
Frank.
Now, take it easy, Tony. That bluff won't work, Casey. We have a lookout on the street who would have let us know if any cops were around. Just as he tipped us to expect you.
Oh, yeah. Should have thought of that. If that sock on the head Joe gave me didn't do my brains much good.
You're going to get more than a sock on the head this time, wise guy.
That's right. I can guess why you had a hunch to come here, Casey. I can't figure out why you were sap enough to come alone. You know, you put yourself in quite a spot now.
You better not pull any rough stuff, Frank. I wasn't such a sap as you
think. Hold
it. Someone's coming up the stairs, Frank.
Yeah, I hear him. This guy makes a whisper, Joe. You know what to do.
Yeah. Hey, Schultz didn't give us any signal. What?
Yeah, Schultz is not. Go on, let him in.
Oh, you're a looker, huh?
Yeah.
Let me in, guys.
Okay, Schultz. Hey, who's the dame with you?
Casey.
Annie.
Get in there, lady.
Hold on.
I saw the big guy leave the skirt in the car when he started up here, boss. So after I gave you the signal, I kept an eye on her. She started toward the drugstore where there's a telephone a minute ago.
You put a gun in my back, Casey.
That's all right.
Well, you've done a nice job, Schultz. Well, Casey, if you depended on this girl to bring the cuffs, she won't now.
I'm sorry, Casey.
You two have acted so dumb in coming here alone. I got an idea you've been even dumber. That you didn't turn that film over to the cops.
You're wrong, Frank. Captain Logan of Homicide has got that
nuts.
Film.
He knew about it. He'd come here with you.
Now, listen.
You listen to me. Where is that film?
Casey just told
me. You're going to tell us the truth. And tell us where it is. All right. Joe, you know how to make him talk.
Yeah, I know.
And start with the dame.
Right now.
Let her go. Keep the guy covered, Charles. Hey, he was too slow.
Frank. Make him play out. Oh, stick my gun.
No. I'll fix him, Frank.
Casey, look out.
Now, Mr. Casey won't bother us for a long time.
That mug sucked me before I KO'd him with my gat. No one sucks Joe Mosley and gets away with it. I'm going to beat his head in.
No, don't hit him again.
Just
don't.
Watch me.
Ow! Hey, what's this? Joe's been shot.
Pick him up, you guys.
Get
the cops! Hey, there's a window at the door.
And your lookout came up here with Miss Williams, Mosley, and gave me a chance to post my man.
You killed Joe. You killed my brother.
I've saved the state expense. And if you make a move that gives me any excuse, I'll save it another bill for juice. Get the cops on him, boys.
Logan, how did you know we came here?
There's no way of keeping you quiet tonight, is there, Casey? You've recovered from another knockout.
My head.
Casey.
That's all right, Eddie. I'm okay. Logan, I ask you, how did you know?
I simply followed your car, you sap. You didn't think I'd let a bloodsucker like you collect the $5,000 reward.
I see. It's all yours, Logan. You want it. You earned it. Only
you wanted it. for Shorty Irwin's widow. Huh? Well, she's going to get it.
Logan.
I knew that was your idea from the first. And I got sore at you for trying to make a deal with me instead of coming clean. Shorty's picture and that reward for his family, no matter what anyone did afterward. And the next time you infer that I cheat a widow and a kid, I'll knock your teeth out.
Okay, Logan. I got it coming. Only just the teeth, please. Please don't anybody slap me on the head again tonight.
We'll join the crowd of the Blue Note in just a moment. It's just a week to Thanksgiving, and a real old-fashioned turkey dinner with all the fixings. And to make that fine meal even finer, serve plenty of delicious oven-baked side dishes. You know, there are so many tasty dishes that'll make your dinner look better and taste better when they're baked in Fire King oven glass. Sweet potatoes, baked onions, baked tomatoes, cornbread, pies, and puddings. Why, your family will enjoy those steaming casserole dishes when they come to the table warm, fragrant, and appetizing in beautiful pale blue Fire King oven glass. And it cuts down the work after the meal because Fire King oven glass is so amazingly easy to clean. Now, you'll find Fire King oven glass at 5- and 10-cent stores, department stores, and all other stores selling household glass. Fire King prices are amazingly low, and every piece is guaranteed for 2 years against oven breakage. Fire King Oven Glass is a product of Anchor Hocking. The most famous name in glass.
Hello, Miss Williams. Captain Logan.
Hello, Ethelbert.
Say, where's Casey?
He's home in bed, Ethelbert, on Dr. Logan's orders.
You sent the guy to bed, Captain?
That's right, Ethelbert. And the two men I assigned to take him home have orders to make sure that's where he goes. Hey, what's so funny?
Hey, look who's coming in the door with those bandages on his head.
What? Casey!
Hiya, folks. Meet my pal.
Sergeant, I thought I told you to see that Casey...
Now, wait a minute, Logan. That's not their fault.
What do you mean?
They brought me here. This is where I told them I live.
Why? All right. Set him up, Ethelbert. A guy who earns a $5,000 reward can afford to pay for it. These are on you, Casey.
$5,000?
Ethelbert, can you lend me $5 more? I'm still flat.
Crime Photographer, starring Stotz Cotsworth as Casey, is brought to you each Thursday by the Anchor Hocking Glass Corporation, makers of Fire King Oven Glass, Anchor Glass Containers, Anchor Caps and Closures, all products of Anchor Hocking, the most famous name in glass. Is directed by John Deeks. The original music is by Archie Blyer, and the program features Miss Jan Minor as Anne and John Gibson as Ethelbert. Herman Chittison is the Blue Note pianist. This is Tony Marvin saying goodnight for the Anchor Hocking Glass Corporation of Lancaster, Ohio, with offices in all principal cities of the United States and Canada. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.